I believe that Henry didn't know he was dying, and we tried to keep it that way. But a very close friend of mine said at the time, I think if Henry did know, he would try and protect her and he wouldn't say that he knew.
I've come to meet Jane Natras at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Newcastle. It's here that her son Henry bravely fought but lost his battle with bone cancer.
Henry was, I'm a little bit biased as you might imagine, he was my only child. He was 11 when he was diagnosed, and he was so brave, as a lot of these children are. He was a normal lad. He enjoyed playing tennis, he was a member of Boys Brigade, he liked computer games, and he had a wicked sense of humour. I mean, the amount of times he's had me giggling in these consultation rooms, you would not believe.
Henry's cancer was aggressive, but the symptoms in children who develop bone cancer are often hard to spot. Aged just 11, many thought Henry simply had growing pains.
My GP has only witnessed two cases of osteosarcoma in, don't like to say he's old, but in quite a lengthy career, nor is Ewing's sarcoma. And symptoms, I'd never heard of it. I just had a boy with growing pains as far as I was concerned. And I think people need to be aware, just to look out for how things can develop.
In memory of Henry, Jane and her husband have set up a charity called Henry Dancer Days. Its aim is to be able to help other parents in their darkest hour.
We try and lighten the load a little bit. We don't pretend to be cancer experts for a moment, but I remember being given money from a charity to help with a stairlift that we needed, and that huge sigh of relief knowing that, you know, our finances, which were badly affected, were eased somewhat.
We're at the RVI because Jane wants to help the children's ward employ a storyteller, someone who could entertain the children and allow what are often exhausted parents a brief respite. Something that Dr. Quentin Campbell-Hewson, who treated Henry, says can be a godsend.
The family comes as a package, and the challenge that treatment poses is a challenge to the whole package. You know, anything that makes any component of that stronger is important, very important in the treatment of the child.
As Bone Cancer Awareness Week comes to an end, the message from Jane is quite simple. If you're unsure about a symptom or a pain, go and see a doctor.
If you're unsure why a pain is continuing for a long time in a limb, because it can be a leg, an arm, it can be a jaw, with Ewing's it can be in the rib cage. If there's continuous pain and you can't work out why, just get it checked out.
What do you think Henry would make of all this?
He'd probably be laughing and going, oh, mother. No, I think he'd be pleased. He was the sort of lad who got involved in community things. His mates last week won a Newcastle Building Society Community Award for the fundraising they've done for us. And as they said at the ceremony, you know, it's what our best mate would hope we'd do for him. So I think he'd be smiling on both them and on me. But with a bit of embarrassment. You know, it's a teenage boy.